friends. How are you today? My name is Dolores. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about protect animals. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Government agencies can help by passing tough animal welfare laws to stop abuse. In the United States, animal welfare laws are enacted and enforced at all levels of government. While most of these laws are enacted at state and local levels, there are also significant federal laws that help prevent animal abuse in different contexts. The animal welfare world encourages the general public to buy food produced in accordance with the highest animal welfare standards. In 2013, the charity Compassion in World Farm joined forces to create the business benchmark for farm animal welfare. The Animal Welfare Act concerns animals kept in zoos, used in laboratories and bred and sold in puppy factories. Animal welfare legislation also prohibits dog fighting and cockfighting as are activities that cross state lines in any way. After years of lobbying by animal welfare organizations, the Animal Welfare Act establishes minimum standards for animal care including shelter, handling, hygiene, food, water, veterinary care and protection against extreme weather. The law also applies to pet owners, dog handlers, dealers, breeders, exhibitors, zoos, research laboratories and puppy factories. World Animal Protection, formerly World Society for the Protection of Animals, is an international non-profit animal welfare organization that has been in existence for over 30 years. The organization was formerly known as the World Society for the Protection of Animals. This name arose from the merger of two animal welfare organizations in 1981. The International Association of Humane Societies and the National Association of Animal Welfare Organizations. One focuses on animal welfare and the welfare of individual wild animals in the sense of animals that thrive without suffering. Another concerns the protection of species and populations of wild animals, the protection of the ecosystems to which they belong, and the protection of the wild nature itself. Zoos, aquariums, national parks and wildlife refuges are home to wild animals. You can visit your local accredited zoos or nature reserves without paying the recommended entrance fee. The idea that wild animals should be taken away implies that animals should not be bred or controlled by humans and that wild animals should not be left to live their own lives, Gamberg et al. Do not fuel demand by buying ivory and avoid raw or carved ivory from the teeth and tusks of elephants, whales, walruses, narwhals and seals. Wild animals do not harass or kill and do not shoot, catch, hunt, injure or catch unless they have sufficient challenges to do so. Consume, do not buy, support and buy products from native animals and marine life, from all sources of wildlife, old and new, ancient and modern. Donate money to organizations. Donate money to support the work of nonprofit animal welfare organizations committed to protecting natural habitats and wildlife. Be a voice for the voiceless. Speak out against injustices against the animals you encounter. Secure garbage bins and shelters with locked lids. Feed pets indoors and lock pet doors at night to prevent wildlife from entering your home. Do not use bedbug zappers as they can kill harmless insects and food for birds and bats. Adoption of endangered animals. Adoption contributes to the survival of a particular species. Organizations where animals can be adopted include the World Wildlife Fund, Defenders of Wildlife, the National Wildlife Federation and Adopt Acre. Reduce your water consumption in the house or garden. Animals that live near the water have a better chance of survival. Species protection is the conservation and protection of animals and plants and their habitats. By protecting the wildlife, we guarantee that future generations can enjoy our natural world and the incredible species that live therein. In order to protect wildlife, it is important to understand how species interact with their ecosystems and how they are affected by environmental and human influences. Natural habitats for animals and plants are being destroyed by land development, agriculture, and humans. Endangered animals such as elephants, sharks, sloths, giraffes, and many others, and their dwindling populations, are not only robbing our planet of them, but also threatening the health of the planet. Poaching and hunting of animal skins, jewelry, meat, leather and other important factors contribute to the extinction of species. Many animals live in developed areas and this means that they must navigate a landscape filled with human dangers. Roads that separate habitats are a constant threat to animals trying to get from one side to the other. Some animal groups, such as amphibians, are particularly susceptible to herbicides and pesticides and may suffer from high concentrations of these pesticides in their habitat. With corridors, the animals have a better chance of finding the basic needs they need: food, water, shelter, and a place to raise their young. Animals need larger territories to develop new habitats and maintain a healthy territorial size. The more individuals of a species are connected to each other, the larger and more viable the gene pool becomes. The term wild animals refers not only to wild animals, but also to unaltered life forms such as birds, insects, plants, fungi, and microscopic organisms. Every organism on Earth has a unique place in the food chain and contributes to the ecosystem in its own unique way. Maintaining a healthy ecological balance between the Earth's animal, plant, and marine species is important for human beings. Imagine if every one of the more than 7 billion people on Earth were committed to a cause every day, no matter how small, to protect wildlife. When one day a forest animal, a lake, an ocean, or a bird disappears from the planet, it not only affects the livelihoods of people who depend on the wildlife industry, but can also have cascading effects on humans. My classmates adopted animals from conservation organizations like the World Wildlife Fund.
Episode 1297 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Dolores Steves. Adios.